Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Pinamine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatadeshadharine Vanchakalpataruvyascha Kripasindubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Yantah pravishya mama vacha mamam prasuptam sanjivaya takila shakti darah svadhamna anyam shahasta charana shravana tvagadim prananamo bhagavate purushaya tubhyam Srila Satchinandana Maharaj asked me to speak a few words before he will take over. We spoke a couple of days back with him. And the topic of our discussion was exactly this, meditation, how to enter real Vrindavan. And we completely agreed on one point, is that this part of our practice, very essential part of our practice, going deeper internally, is sometimes overlooked in our society or underestimated, greatly underestimated in our society. It's a whole science, and actually if we look at Vedic culture in general, we will see that everything which is being done in Vedic culture is a meditation. Studying Sanskrit is a deep meditation. To deeply understand the beauty of the language and the way how we see the world through the lens of this beautiful Sanskrit language is a beautiful kind of meditation. Ayurveda is meditation. I have a friend, Ayurvedic doctor, who mastered his pulse diagnostic, not the one who recently came, but the other one, and he told me that I could only start reading the pulse and making accurate diagnosis after I could concentrate my mind for 35 minutes in one point. Before that, I couldn't understand anything what's going on because the mind was too distracted. You really have to go deeper to know this art of pulse reading. And that's meditation. Ayurveda is a meditation. Ayurveda is the meditation on the complete whole of the person, not just giving some chemical medicine to correct the balance, which usually doesn't work. Jyotish, astrology, is a meditation. All those astrologers who don't know how to meditate, they cannot give good readings. Only those who master the meditation, they can see the reality, the complete whole. And what I want to say here, before Maharaj starts speaking about entering Vrindavan and meditation, is that I spoke a little bit yesterday about this, but I can repeat this whole thing. Meditation is an art of seeing the whole without being distracted to the parts. Usually when we look at this world with the eyes of an exploiter, somebody who wants to exploit, we just really concentrate on different parts of this reality. We don't see the complete or bigger picture of reality. We only see little parts which we can exploit and do something with it. But meditation is an altogether different view of the world. We can see the world as the whole, and us little human beings, little living entities, somewhere there in the whole picture. And meditation is it's a completely different perspective. When we see, like sometimes in the ancient icons, in the religious art, they paint the picture of the icon in what they called revert perspective. Usually when we see the world, the proper perspective is that when something is further away from us, it's smaller. The proper perspective, the usual perspective with which we see the world goes like this. But in the religious art, sometimes they make a very unusual kind of thing, is that something which is further away from you is bigger. And you are in the focal point, and the impression which you get when you look at this icon is not that you're looking at the icon, but that God is looking on you. You are in his focal point. He's bigger. He's further away and he's bigger, and you are smaller, and he's looking at you, not you're looking at him. And that's exactly what Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada said. This is my biggest contribution into the philosophy of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, Drishya and Drishta Vichar, the consideration of who is looking on whom. We as tiny little living entities are not supposed to look at God. When we say darshan, you know, I want to get darshan. It's not that I want to get darshan. How you can get darshan of God? The maximum which you can get, you can get his benevolent look upon you. It's not that you are seeing. He has to see you. When we come in front of God, the idea is that he's looking at you. And that's exactly the idea of meditation. Meditation is not that you're looking at the world. The world is looking at you. And by looking at us, when something which is much bigger than us, and when we get the glance of this bigger reality which is looking at us, we're going deeper inside, and going deeper inside, we can see the complete reality, or at least definitely bigger picture of reality. So that's what meditation is. Meditation is to see reality as it is. Not the reality as I want to look at it. Not the reality, not the part of reality which I want to exploit and which I want to separate from the rest of reality. Not this usual outlook, how we usually see, but a completely different perspective of reality. Reality is great, reality is big, reality is wholesome, and we have to take our proper place by watching this reality, by absorbing this reality, and by becoming the part of this reality. insignificant part of this reality by taking our proper position. And that's why when we want to enter into spiritual reality, which is reality in the proper sense, the material reality is just a reflection of the proper reality, of the real reality. Then meditation is much more even necessary. Even to understand the reality as it is, the material reality, we need meditation. We need to employ this method of meditation when we are observing and going deeper, and in this way understand reality in a more complete way. What to speak about spiritual reality? In spiritual reality, we have to take our proper position and being very small living entity, try to catch the merciful glance of real reality, vastu, of God, who is the real substance in this world. So that's what meditation is all about, and that's why it's indispensable. To understand some material aspects of reality or material science, we can employ the ordinary methods which we are used to or which we are taught in school, but to get into the spiritual reality we have to completely change our method of seeing reality, of observing reality, of understanding it. And that's basically called meditation, when we're going deeper, and by going deeper inside we expand our consciousness and try to accommodate the bigger reality within. So that's my little introduction. I don't know if it was appropriate or not.
Wonderful. Yes. Very, very wonderful, and I very much liked when you said that in meditation we change our perspective. It's not that we see something, but we are seen by God, and we rest in that. And I believe here is one very crucial difference between non-devotional meditations and the meditations of devotees. In my work on the on my next book, Meditation, I had to go through the four steps of calming the mind by Deha Dharana, by Pranayama, and enter what is called object-focused meditation and object-less meditation. And, but when I came to the third part of the book, which is called Awakening the Divine, I noticed that in devotional meditations, where we are connecting with Krishna, a total new consideration has to be brought, and that is blessings. Because it is Krishna who sees us all the time, we need his blessings to cross the border between material and spiritual consciousness, that fine granica, border that runs through our heart. And I have looked at you. I had prepared a total, cool, non-devotional meditation, but I see you are all devotees, or close to devotees. So I will throw this overboard now, my old concept, and talk to you. Do you know that devotees who want to meditate about Radha Krishna Leela first have to meditate about Gauranga Mahaprabhu Leela? Why? To obtain his merciful blessings to move on. Do you know that devotees who go to Vrindavan and they want to enter the spiritual dimension of Vrindavan, the uppercut dimension, the real dimension which is hiding behind the garbage, the overpopulation, the smoke, the Loi Bazaar, you know, they have to ask for permission to move into that dimension. And we will do this today. I will talk about these five gatekeepers to Vrindavan and guide you in chanting mantras to them to obtain their pleasure, first of all. And then I want to tell you a traditional story about how Yamuna Devi, who's one of the five threshold guardians, was enabling a total woman hunter to enter the deepest levels of Krishna consciousness, and then in a bold attempt to transport our theoretical learning into practical application, I will guide you in a meditation which you will not forget, because I have a whole orchestra with me who will manifest to do the acoustic background. Is this a good idea?
Yeah.
All right. We will start with a song you've never sung before and absorbed chanting. I think we need to go a little lower because it's a little bit too high. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This was half as good as you can do it. See, from anything which has to do with meditation, including mantra meditation, you need to practice manasangharanam, that is, collecting your innumerable thoughts which you have thought throughout the day on one single point, like that Ayurvedic pulse reader. As Vaishnavas, we can concentrate this mind on many, many things, but one is the mantra. And if you bring your entire mind there, the sound is completely different. So let's try again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Please go even deeper than the mind and bring your heart. We mean here that gives bliss. Finally, in our list, There is Yamuna Devi. I will not say the Sanskrit prayer because it's a little long and it is difficult for all of us to chant. But in English it says, you're the same river as, you here are the same river as flows in the spiritual world. And Chidananda, you're full of consciousness and bliss. There was one amazing personality who had been a staunch Ram Bhakta. He was the younger brother of the famous poet Tulsidas. You know, the author of Ramanas Charita, no? And while Tulsidas resided with his brother in Kashi, some Vaishnavas came through Kashi. They wanted to go on pilgrimage to Dwaraka. And Nanda Das, the younger brother of Tulsi, said, oh, I'm interested to see Rukmini Krishna in Dwaraka. Please, my dear elder brother, can you give me your permission to leave Varanasi. And Tulsidas said a flat, no, you are a Ram Bhakta. Our family was Ram Bhaktas. But Nanda, for the first time in his life, decided to disobey his older brother and went with the devotees. They had a long pilgrimage. They came up to Mathura, and then they decided to stay in Mathura and not go to Dwaraka. Nanda Das said, I wanted to go to Dwaraka. So he wanted to continue alone, and he came up to Nandagram village. There's something very unfortunate happened to him, which turned out to be the greatest blessing in his life. He went in the noontime to Madukari to take food, bag food from the house of a very rich merchant. The merchant's wife opened the door, and when Nanda Das saw this best of ladies with her extraordinary beauty, he felt like an ISKCON Brahmachari who came in and fell in love. I have to stop all of you looking at your mobile telephones and need to talk relevantly now. he couldn't take his eyes away from the woman. The woman quickly gave some chapatis and closed the door. Next day, at the same time, boom, 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 there was a knocking at the door. When she opened, there was Nanda Das. Nanda Das stayed a whole month and only took Madukari from this house until the lady went to her husband and said, I'm very sorry to disturb you, but there is this sadhu who looks at me in an inappropriate way. And her husband said, I have also noticed the sadhu, so let us avoid him, let us not confront him. Maybe we make a Vaishnava apparat. So let us move from Nandagram and go across the Yamuna where our Guru Maharaj has an ashram and stays. So they escaped, so to say, early in the morning and went to the Yamuna. But when in a moment of inattention to the path they turned around, they saw this Nanda Das walking after them. They quickly went to the boatmen and they said, bring us quickly across Yamunaji and take some extra payment. Don't bring this man who followed us. And here is your money for his fare, but don't bring him. He is stalking my wife. Stalking is a very bad word, or bad thing. You can look it in your Google translator. I don't want to translate. So they went to Vital Nagy, and they talked with him and about spiritual matters. And after some time, Vital Nagy says, "By the way, there is someone following you." "Yes, we know, Guru Maharaj. We are very embarrassed. His name is Nanda, and I will initiate him." What had happened? Nanda had come to the Yamuna, and he had sat down before the Yamuna, as we will do very soon in our meditation. And as he looked in the dark blue water that flowed, that water which had is blackish because of the maskara and the kajal of Radha and Krishna, as he looked in the water, he had a sudden, instantaneous realization and prayed, "Here I am in Vrindavan. Here I am before you, Divine Goddess Yamuna. I have been totally invested in material pleasures and have given trouble to this good woman and her husband. Please give mercy and take away these very disturbing and distracting material desires from my heart." So he had said like this, and then he had plunged into the Yamuna and crossed the Yamuna by swimming. Perhaps he wanted to say sorry to the merchant and his wife, or perhaps a certain energy which is here in Braj, Taraka Shakti, which liberates you from your old stuff, and then the Paraka Shakti, which attracts you towards your spiritual fortune, had worked. Meanwhile, Nanda, Vital Nath said, "So Nandadas is on his way, he's soon here." How does he know? Well, great souls know. In the Bhagavatam, we hear that who is it? Shuka Muni, Shukadev, is in the hearts of all living entities and knows. And once when Prabhupada was asked, "Prabhupada, do you know about the advancement of your disciples, all of them?" He said, Prabhupada said, "Yes, Krishna tells me." So Vital Nath knew, and he asked, when he opened the door, there was Nandadas dripping wet. And he, Vital Nath said, "Come in. Would you like to have dry cloth?" And then he gave him something, and then he served the reformed sinner, Nandadas, prasadam with all the others. A few days later, he initiated him. He was known as Nanda, now Nandadas. Meanwhile, in Varanasi, Tulsi, have you heard about Tulsi Das? No, yes, middle, no. Very famous devotee of Lord Ram. He heard about his brother and he wrote him a letter. And there was only one line on the letter: "Are you crazy? How can you give up Ram?" And Nandadas wrote back a poem. "A bluish boy has captured my heart, and if that would have been against the will of Ram, wouldn't he have stopped it? Tulsidas was incensed. Now he writes poetry. I'm the poem here. Not the poet. And he made his way to Vrindavan. It took some time. And there he met his brother. He said, "Brother, sit down. If you want to live in the forest, go to Dandakaranya, where our Lord Ram lived. If you want to be at the mountain, go to Kishkinda, where our Lord Ram met Sugriva. If you want to be at a river, go to the Ganga, which our Lord Ram crossed." And like this he continued, "If you want to be in a town, be in Ayodhya." And Nandadas sang back. He sang, these are poets, you know. He said, "Brother, if you want to be in a forest, there is the beautiful forest of Vrindavan, which is sprinkled with the dust of Radha's lotus feet. Brother, if you want to be at the river, stay at the banks of Yamuna, who can give you love of Krishna. Brother, if you want to stay in a town, go to Nandagram. If you want to stay at the side of a mountain, go to Govardhan." Yes. Tulsidas could see that his brother's mind and heart had been conquered and overwhelmed by that special sweetness, which is that one outstanding quality of Krishna, madhuryatva, the sweetness he has. When Nandadas was about to breathe his last, he asked his assistants to carry him to the bank of Vayamuna, because it was Yamuna Devi who had given him this sudden inspiration. "I have asked one of my assistants to give me the poem of Nanda. The devotees asked Nanda, Nanda, what are your thoughts now? Now where your breath will leave you, where is your mind?" And Nanda spoke his last poem. Please listen, it's so beautiful. "Look, look, look there at the beautiful form of Krishna, dancing on the banks of the Yamuna River. May the smile of Krishna, the drooping of his peacock crown," you know, drooping means it falls over, "and the swaying of his pitambaras, yellow robes, may that always remain within my heart." The smile of Krishna, the peacock crown, which goes to the side, and the pitambara, "may that always remain within my heart. Nandadas is present here, the Yamuna, watching this pastime very closely while singing his last song from his heart." This is the power of one of these threshold gardens, Yamuna Devi. She can take away our various problems. There are karmic obstacles. There is the heart, knot in the heart, which has made us so hard that we can't relish spiritual things, the ego knot, no? Yamuna, these threshold gardens take it away, And they can give you prema prayacha nirupadi, namo namaste, prema, unlimited prema in the heart for Krishna. My dear devotees, Vrindavan has taught me something. It has been teaching this over several years, but today is the first time where I dare to talk about it personally. Like I come from a very bad background. People know my background. It's not good. I have a very critical mind. Yes, I can hide it behind my smile. And I come very quickly when I'm in Vrindavan to my own limits. But then I pray. And with turning my own wits over, my own control, my own techniques, my own methods, my own practices. There's a lot in a German's brains of this. By turning it over, by saying, I can't move on with these things here in Vrindavan, and praying to Vrindadevi, praying to Yamunaji, praying to Gopeshwara Mahadev. I think, Vin, you look for your parents? No? Good. Then everything is all right. By praying, my dear devotees, I have seen the doors that have remained closed since 50 years are opening. Praying to these threshold guardians is not just something we should hear in a philosophical lecture. It is something that you can only understand if you go tomorrow to Giriraj or Tulsi Devi or Yamuna Devi or Poonamasi or Gopeshwara Mahadev and just pray to them, not from your mind, not, oh, I heard I must pray. It must be the real you who prays. And then, wait. So, I thought today we will do now something, a meditation, a braj meditation. Are you into it?
Yes.
Good. Let me first of all introduce it, because it will be a little elaborate, and you will, to have the experience, you will have to put your mobile phones away. I think most of you have done so, but I want to take care even of those who are in the back and who think they don't, I don't know that they are on the mobile telephones. So please put it away. I must say we will go on an inner journey. In the book which we are working on, which we are almost finished, we claim that first get the inside right, then the outside will follow. Do you know that happiness and distress is not like the world teaches you in outside achievements and outside possessions and outside recognitions and outside things? Happiness and distress is entirely a matter of your mind. Entirely. I think those who are older have understood this or approaching this slowly. So we will go on an inner journey where we will make our mind our friend and pacify it and spiritualize it. Now, I'm thinking a little bit of a quotation. God said, love your enemy And I decided to obey him and love myself. So here we will take care of the mind and make him our friend, no? For some of you it will be challenging because you are perhaps a little bit unaccustomed to this. For others of you, you will have a wonderful experience. So it's up to you. But first of all, I want to request you to arrive in the present moment by just looking around you and taking a snapshot. Once again, this is not a philosophical thing. It is an experience thing. Can you see the moon?
Yes.
Yeah. And the night sky? What else do you see? Each other? The wonderful light that works. This amazing construction with Giriraj. And when you are ready, Namsangitan, when you are ready, please close your eyes. With closed eyes, bring your attention on what you hear now. And more so, go to the present moment. For now, please forget the day with its many wonderful and neutral and whatever experiences. Just give yourself this moment of peace in the present moment. Bring your awareness now to your heart. You can do so by just gently breathing into that space. And whenever you breathe out, you can just relax a little bit more by remaining incredibly attentive. We will start first with a little meditational journey, and then we will go to the real meditation. There are no concepts are presented to you. You have arrived in Kar in Vrindavan, but it's a very peaceful Vrindavan. Not at all many cars. See yourself exiting the car. First your right foot, then your left foot, you touch the sandy road of Vrindavan. Please offer your obeisances in your mind's eye now. Some of you can do it like Akrura did. Get down on your knees, perhaps, your hands and bring your head into the soft sand or dust of Vrindavan. And pray just very briefly that all Vrindavan Dham, O dust of Vrindavan, kindly allow me to enter the real Vrindavan. You're now ready to move into the temple. The temple is very empty. It seems there's only you and a few devotees who do their reading or chanting. They don't notice you. Go into the temple and step before the beautiful deities of Radha Syam Sunda. Behold Shrimati Radharani's merciful glance on you. She looks at you with kindness, with acceptance, then look at Syam Sunda Krishna. There's a hint of a smile on his lips. He looks at you with glances that rain down kripa or mercy. You're now alone, alone with Radha and Krishna. The atmosphere is very peaceful. Turn to them and tell them your aspirations, your hopes, your desires for this pilgrimage. If you find it difficult to express something to them, express this: my dear Radha and Krishna, my heart is wounded. I don't have many words for you at the moment. Try to look for that part that is always there and which you might have buried so much that you have forgotten that it's there. Look for that devotional part in you and address Radha and Krishna. What are your aspirations, your hopes on this pilgrimage? Is there something you would like to leave behind? Or is there something that you would like to gain or obtain? And even if it's only peace of mind, orientation,
your time here in the temple runs out, but you have another chance. Let us go now to the banks of the river Jamuna. We go to the banks which are between Keshigad and Mathura. They are very, very free banks, grassy banks, where cows are grazing. Find your sitting place. And please look at the bluish, dark waters of the Yamuna. It has the color of the mascara, the kajal, of Radha and Krishna's eyes. Give yourself a few moments to just relax and gaze.
What is it that I need to leave behind now? What does not serve me any longer on my spiritual path?
Perhaps my worrying nature, my anxious nature.
What is it that I need to leave behind at this stage of my life? And ask yourself a second question. What is it that is my next step? What should I embrace at this stage of my life to move forward?
What do I need to leave behind? And what do I need to take up? And pray to Yamuna, please, you're the same water, the same river as runs through the spiritual world. Please, Yamuna Devi, remove my obstacles and give me that love for Krishna, Radha and Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Hare Hare,
Hare
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna
Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama
One more time please
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Jaya Vrindadevi Jaya Vrindadevi Jaya Vrindadevi Jaya Vrindadevi
Jaya Vrindadevi 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 Jaya Vrindadevi
Jaya Giri Govardhan Jaya Giri Govardhan Giri Govardhan Jaya Giri Govardhan
Jaya Giri Govardhan Giri Govardhan Giri Govardhan Jaya Giri Govardhan
Jaya Jamuna Mai Jaya Jamuna Mai Jama Jamuna Mai Jaya Jamuna Mai
Jaya Jamuna Mai
Jaya Purnamasi Jaya Purnamasi Jaya Purnamasi Jaya Purnamasi
Jaya Purnamasi Jaya Purnamasi Jaya Purnamasi Jaya Purnamasi
Jaya Vrindavan Dham Jaya Vrindavan Dham Jaya Vrindavan Dham Jaya Vrindavan Dham
Jaya Vrindavan Dham Vrindavan Dham Vrindavan Dham Jaya Vrindavan Dham
Let us sit for a moment. What is it that would be good for me to leave behind at this stage of my life? What might be the next steps which are good for me to
to adopt as I move forward. Hare Krishna. Thank you so very much. There is a lot of more to cover in devotional meditations. But because your seminar, I hear it is for 5 days, which will be guided by His Holiness Bhaktivigyan Goswami Maharaj, because that seminar is called Entering Vrindavan. I think we will hear about Akrura, entering of Vrindavan. We heard today about the five thresholds gods. If you don't wish to submit or let us say approach all of them, approach the one who is closest. We here at Govardhan, the devotees in Rupseva Kunj, and also on the other side there's we have seen that just going to Giriraj, who's known here as Giriraj Baba. Baba means father, is and sitting in his comforting shelter, and rolling in the dust and revealing our heart as it is to Giriraj. That has tremendous effects because of the two. He will send these two energies, you know, Taraka and Paraka. The process of meditation for us Vaishnavas starts with Nam Smaranam, where we are really meditating about the name to the exclusion of everything else. There's nothing going on else in the mind except the Govinda Nam, Radha Nam, and then we progress to Rup, Dhyan and Guna Dhyan, and then Lila, or Rup Smaran, Guna Smaran, and then Lila Smaran. It's a beautiful area, this area of Smaran. It comes, you know, third place, Shravan, Kirtan, Shravan, Kirtana, Smaran. It is something that waits for us. There are universes of bliss waiting in the heart. It was an honor to present something. How did you like the story of Nanda Das? Amazing, isn't it? Encouraging also. Good. I thank you very much. There's one thing which remains to be done. We will end with the Damodarastakam. Once again, I want to really congratulate our Bhaktivigyan Goswami Maharaj and his wonderful team. I think it's headed by the magician who at this for this meditation supplied the orchestra. Did you see the whole Moscow Symphony Orchestra was here in the synthesizer of Achindya Krishna, and there's Mukunda Murari and Arun, is it? Yes, there, and I heard our Christian and Siamnam, who are supporting all over the world, are also there with their full support, with their support. So yes, something beautiful is going to appear here, an oasis, if you could say like this, no? And perhaps when it's fully functional, we will see even a few of you doing Nam Smaranam here, chanting with absolute focus. Nothing else is in the mind than the sound of the holy name. Some of you might even do Guna and Rupa Guna and Lila Smaran. Who knows what will happen if Nandadas next to Yamuna was melting his heart? It could happen to Hare Krishna, Hare Rama as well. Sorry, I cannot avoid my unbefitting humor from Germany. It can happen to all of us, of course. Just need to look in that direction. Good. So we will now do the Damodarastaka. We are ready? Yes. The song is on your mobile telephone. You might ask, what is a mobile telephone? I forgot about it now. Too much meditation. I have one songbook. It's on 290, but... How do we do this? There will be... I think if they come forward, they will... Yes, please go to the side and you will get your light, and then you can do. Oh, who knows of you to play the two tal on the cartas? I can't do this. Yes. Namaswara Sachidanam Tadupam Nasakunda Lamo Kule Rajamam
Namaswaram Sachidanam
Show.
togesho tiditatvam una prema astam satariti vande
adiye shita jesho tiditatvam una prema astam satariti vande
varam deva moksham na mokshavadhyam va nachanyam vimuram adisharati
varam deva moksham na mokshavadhyam va nachanyam
punata gopala balam sada me manasya virastam kinanyai
idam deva punata gopala balam sada me manasya virastam kinanyai
idam te mukam bhojam adhyantanilaya vritam kundalai snipta raktaisha gopya
idam te mukam bhojam adhyantanilaya vritam kundalai snipta
Nushambitam vimrayakta darande Manasya virastam alam lakshalabhai Tidam me, Vadiyo Dara.
tamme padiyo dadayatta viswasya tamme
Yashoda Damodara, 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 Yashoda Damod